Boohoo, it's been so good to get out of the house. No, I'm not complaining about looking after you. It's more getting out and going to get something to eat like normal people. It's been a nice change of pace. No, I don't regret knowing. Knowing everything has made so many things fall into place and make sense. And I feel like I'm closer to you now. Like, I really know you. I wouldn't change that. You know what this afternoon needs, though? Ice cream. Come on, let's go find somewhere where we can get some. Oh, come on, you know you want ice cream. Baby, why are you just standing there? What is it? Oh no. Please no. Look, I understand that you have to go and do your thing, but come back in one piece, okay? Not like last time. I was really, really worried. Is there anything you need me to do? Yeah, I'll meet you back at our place. Okay. Well, you're not bleeding, so that's gotta be a good sign. But you are limping. Oh no. Oh, your knee? Ice pack? Yeah, I can grab one from the freezer. So, what was the disaster this time? Uh-huh. Yeah. That doesn't sound so bad. Okay, I changed my mind. That does sound bad. Jeez. Thank goodness you were there to save the day, huh? Yeah, let's get your leg elevated. You know, rest, ice, compress, elevate. Hey, I know my first aid. That? Oh, it's nothing, don't worry about it. Yeah, they're applications to nursing school. No, it's not just about helping you. It's something that's always been in the back of my mind. I've been told by a decent amount of people that I should go into nursing, and I'm beginning to think they might be right. No, again, it's not just about you and what you do, it's about how I can help. I'll be better equipped to help you when you come back home, and I'll be able to help others who get affected. You're not the only one getting injured out there. It's my way of defending, avenging, guarding. It's my way to contribute to what you do. Anyway, it's just an application. It doesn't necessarily mean that it'll happen, or we'll see what happens. You know, there's something I've actually realized. You don't have a costume, do you? Like, armor or anything? Who would you talk to get body armor? I don't mean that kind of body armor, babe. Like, Kevlar or something. Not chainmail. At least bulletproof vest? I don't know. I just sew you up. I don't actually go out there with you. You're right, I shouldn't go out there with you. I'd probably make a total mess of things. I just want to understand more about what you do out there. I mean, dating a superhero isn't exactly normal. Yeah. It still sounds so weird. My partner is a superhero. A superhero. It sounds like something one of my preschoolers would say. My dad's a superhero. How's your knee? Is it any better? Oh, you need a kiss better. Well, do you want me to kiss your lips or do you want me to kiss your knee? Oh, good. Your lips. Because I was actually going to draw the line and kiss your knee. Come here. Hey! That isn't fair. And you know it. Besides, you need rest. I may not be a nurse yet, but yes, Nursey says you need to rest. And hold that ice pack to your knee and keep it elevated. In a little bit, I'll bandage it up. But you still have to keep it elevated. Well, look on the bright side, babe. It means you get out of housework for a while. Again. No, I'm not salty. Uh-uh, not at all. I'm just glad you came back, okay? Yeah, you've messed your knee up, but it beats a concussion and broken ribs and a stab wound. Because that was scary. I kept thinking I should be calling an ambulance. I shouldn't be. I know authorities would be asking questions and you wouldn't be able to answer them. You're still struggling to answer mine, and I get it. It'll take time to explain everything and for me to understand everything. We'll talk about this tomorrow. I'll make us some pasta for dinner. We can, I don't know, watch Gotham or something. It's on Netflix. I still haven't seen season 5, so yeah, superhero stuff. We'll keep figuring this out. It's what we do. Now, be a good patient. and rest. I'll be back in a bit.